Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I have a three-game lead going into the final week. It'll be back-to-back championships for me in the regular season if I can ward off these guys, but I'm still under 500, and that's a little bit embarrassing. 38-41-1. So here we go. It's a week 18. CeeLo is here to give us the games and also give us Jerry's picks that he texted Al at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
So we got to run through these a little bit quicker than normal, but that's okay.
All right.
So what do we got?
You got five games where at least one team has something to play for, which is nice. So we'll start with the Saturday nighter. Good one between the Steelers and the Bengals in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati on the road, laying a point and a half.
Man, they're, you know, normally I would take the home dog here, and I would take the Steelers. I just don't like the way the Steelers have been playing, and I love the way that Joe Burrow has been playing, even though he has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns against the Steeler defense. I think it's a tight game, but I will take the Bengals, and I'll lay the 1.5 points.
Yeah, the Steelers really going to lose out in a regular season and then go into the playoffs and then end up maybe going to Baltimore and losing that game, too?
And is Joe Burrow going to lose the last game of the year and keep his team out of the playoffs?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
That's
why we pick the games. I'm going to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one to end on a high note because they know how important it is to go to Houston as opposed to Baltimore. And they will find that extra gear. It's been a winning team all season. I think they do it again.
All right, Gio, you're lone wolf or Malamute as Jerry's taking the Bengals. Game number two, the Bucs at home. Baker Mayfield and company controlling their playoff destiny. They host the Saints. Tampa Bay laying 13.5 in that game, Boomer.
Yeah, you know, last week they beat the Carolina Panthers 48-14. They beat the Chargers 40-17. I just think that the Bucs are on fire. I love Baker Mayfield, love his energy. I'll lay the points, and I'll take the home favorite, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I don't know how you could pick the Saints to do anything right now. I mean, their offense is as bad as it gets in the NFL. I mean, they got shut out by the Green Bay Packers a couple of weeks ago. The Bucs are beating these bad teams, beating the brakes off them. So I think 13.5 is probably not enough. So give me the Buccaneers.
Wolf Pack on that one. 3-for-3.
Oh,
Jerry's got the Bucs as well.
Saints.
We'll stop
Bet
with the Wolf jokes now. That's
Bet
it.
The Saints.
All right, game number three. The Broncos are in a win and in situation, controlling their playoff destiny. They're at home against the Chiefs. It'll be Carson Wentz for Kansas City. Denver, a 10.5-point favorite against Kansas City.
Yeah, you know, you can't sit everybody. And, you know, the defense for Kansas City is still going to be represented and represented well. You know, I think Denver is going to win the game, but I think Kansas City will keep it within the number. There are some guys that are auditioning for the future, and Carson Wentz happens to be one of those guys. And I'm sure that they'll play tough, so I'll take the 10.5 points. I'll take the Chiefs, but I do think that Denver will win the game.
You know, I wanted to not just pick some of the same games you were to make this interesting going into the last week, but I can't. 10.5 is way too much. There's a thing they call, I don't know if you heard of this before, culture.
Culture.
There's a culture going on there in Kansas City.
What about the Denver culture?
No. Kansas City's got the culture, the KC culture. And they're not going to let something like this. They're not going to get blown out by 10 points or more. There's just no way.
Remember the last time it was the last game of the year and Kansas City went in there and it didn't mean anything and a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes made his first start?
That's right.
Yeah.
A little different than Wentz. But
and the rest was history.
Yeah,
give me the Chiefs.
All right, Jerry's on the Broncos. Game number 4. The Dolphins need help from Kansas City. They need them to beat Denver, and then they have to beat the Jets to get into the playoffs. They are, of course, visiting Aaron Rodgers and the Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Dolphins are a 1.5-point favorite.
Do we know if Tua's playing in this game or not, or do we think it's Tyler Huntley? I think it's Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's most of what I've been reading and hearing, and if that's the case, give me the Jets. Give me Aaron Rodgers going out on a high one and getting his 500th touchdown pass. Maybe he'll get 502, 3, or 4 along with that. So hopefully that's the case for him. I'll take the Jets one last time.
It's amazing that the Dolphins are hanging around here. It really is. And Tyreek Hill does not look to be the same player even when Tua is in there. But the Jets are the biggest bunch of losers I've ever seen in my life. And I will say that every single week as long as they're still playing football or still around. I will never, ever, ever pick this Jets team again. I said that a few weeks ago, so here we go. Even though the Dolphins are a mess and Tua's probably not going to play, give me the Miami Dolphins 10 times out of 10.
Jerry agrees with Gio to some extent. He is on the Dolphins. Game number 5, of course, the marquee game of the Week 18 schedule. The Sunday Nighter in Detroit for the NFC North crown, the one seed, home field advantage to Super Bowl 59, all that good stuff. The Lions are 2.5-point favorite at home against the Vikings.
All right, I'm going to be very quick here. In my CBS Sports Minute, I picked the Lions to win 31-30.
I'm probably going to pick the Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings and the 2.5 points.
Yeah, it would be very Vikings-like to go 14-3 and get the 5 seed and have the team that beat them out be a team in the division. It just feels very on-brand for them. And I can't predict success. I can't do it. So I'm gonna also take the Detroit Lions. Well, no, not also. I'm taking the Detroit Lions plus the 2.5. Minus the 2.5.
As is Jerry. He's with you on that one, Gene. There you go.
All right. FanDuel Sportsbook, sponsor of the Boomer and Geo Friday Football Picks, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.